Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you to be tested for COVID-19?
No, I've been to several places. I'm 72. And I have a chronic kidney disease. And so far, I've been to two different places and not been able to get vaccinated.
I can give you the number to the vaccine appointment line, and they can help assist you.
I've already been calling the vaccine appointment line, and it says they cannot do it at appointments now due to lack of the vaccine.
Well, yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize. How we do it, this number is provided you with testing sites in your city to be tested for COVID-19. If you've already called the vaccine appointment line and they told you they weren't able to assist you, they just won't be able to assist you. I do apologize.
That's been going on for over a week now.
And you're actually speaking to someone at the vaccine appointment line. Are you calling
855? It's just a recording.
What number are you calling?
I don't know. I have it on my phone, so I can't look at it right now. So I'm talking
yes, ma'am, because it might be a different number than what we have. Let me give you our number.
Okay.
Our number is 855.
Wait a minute. Hold on. My pin just... Okay. It's 855.
566-5333.
Wait a minute. You just cut out there.
Let me repeat it for you. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let me repeat it. 855-566-5333.
Okay. Well, that's not the number I have. So, okay. And what is this number for now?
That's the vaccine appointment line. They can get you signed up and registered for the vaccine or get your name on the waiting list.
Okay. I would think that that I'm age 72 and that I have chronic kidney disease that I'd be able to get in right away.
I don't have that information here, ma'am. Call the appointment vaccine line. They'll be able to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, if you,
oh, do I have
you need
dial,
more information.
Do I have to dial 1-800?
Yes, ma'am. You have to dial 1-855.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you need more information, you can always go online at ADP.
Hold on. A.
D as in dog.
Uh-huh.
P as in Paul.
Uh-huh.
H as in Henry.
Uh-huh.
Dot O-R-G.
Okay.
Or you can go to C as in cat. D as in dog. C as in cat dot gov.
Okay. I'm trying to write here and I don't have a writing pad. So I'll make sure. Okay. Second here. I'm gonna have to move. It takes me a second to get up. Okay, that first one was ADPH.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the next one?
CDC.gov.
Oh, cdc.gov. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And are those going to be the, am I going to be talking to the live person, or is that just?
No, ma'am. Those are websites. You just can go on the websites to get more information. Call the vaccine appointment line number that I gave you. They can get you registered for your vaccine.
Okay, you just gave me the one number, so.
No, ma'am. I gave you the number and I gave you the websites.
Oh, okay. I thought you said numbers and you'd only given me one number.
Yes, ma'am. I only gave you one number and I gave you two
okay.
websites.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just want to make sure I didn't miss something there. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You're fine. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.